Hi, my name is Victoria, founder of Essentially an Empath, and these are my ramblings. I'm welcoming you into my life where we talk about motherhood, self-care, mental health, empath intuitive psychic abilities, and natural solutions. These are just some of the things that I thoroughly enjoy and love to talk about. So I hope you enjoy these as well. I use a lot of the information that comes through spirit, and it's very off the cuff and more than likely will not be edited. So I hope you enjoy this from one mom to another. I cannot wait to get on this journey with you. Okay, so I have been working a lot with spirit. I recently took an intro to mediumship course at the Boston Tea Room in Ferndale, Michigan. With Charisse, who is an extraordinary psychic medium. If you are questioning it, you should definitely go try it out yourself. And I am also on my way, actually, as I'm driving and speaking about this, to the advanced session. And something that I really wanted to talk about, because today has been a really great reset day for myself. And I had a couple of doctor's appointments earlier. I got a haircut. So my mom is watching the kiddos today. So I've had a lot of more abilities to reflect on myself. So one thing that I did after... So let me back up. So I went to the gym earlier for just getting some daily movement in. I'm trying to incorporate that more into my everyday life versus just a sporadic thing. So I found some time, I made it. And that's something that I wanted to talk about, is making the time to do things. And that's really hitting home, especially as someone who is the queen of making excuses. The queen of making excuses and not doing things, even though she says she's going to do things. Because I've always sought out external validation. I've always needed someone to tell me that I'm doing a good job, I'm doing an okay job, whatever the reason is, all right? And like even just today, so like I took the intro to mediumship class like 2 weeks ago, and I decided to make a post on my personal Facebook account telling my friends like, hey, I'm doing this intro class and I really want to get some practice in, so I'm taking some free readings, and I'll give you guys like my little ditty on how it's going to go and what to expect. In return, I would like feedback on what I've provided for you. And so I had a list of people. I was like super proud of myself because I had, I think the first time I posted, I had like 20 something people interested. From those 20 people, 14 said, yeah, for sure. But then 12 actually fully committed to it. I have completed, so I have 3 readings left. So 9 readings. And so the first 3, so I either offered the option of like doing an email like version where you send me your photo and I connect with that person, or you can do a 15-minute phone call with me, and then for 15 minutes afterwards we kind of chat and go over what we just discussed or what spirit came through. And so the first 6 readings I did was all virtual, all digital, sent a photo, I connected with them, and sent a little Google Doc recap back. And I was super nervous, super anxious doing it that way, because I still had, like, I knew I was tapping into these people, but I also was not entirely receiving the validation that I was connecting to the right person. But I have also started to set strong boundaries on what spirit can connect with me and when and how long and all that type of stuff. And they've been very respectful, which is one thing that I've like always been super nervous about as a medium in connecting to spirit, is that like the person that I'm trying to contact is not going to be the person, like, I think this is every person's fear who works within the spiritual realm, is that something dark is going to come in, because we've all experienced it, because we didn't know how to hold boundaries, or we didn't know that that's what we were capable of doing, and then someone made you feel crazy for it, right? And so one of the things that like I've always struggled with is making time for something. And I know that people who do struggle with and have a lot of rejection sensitivity also struggle with it, is that like well, I don't have time to make for that. Like, I'm too busy for this because I'm too busy maintaining somebody else's priorities instead of my own priorities. Okay, and like, since I actually put in the effort to practice reading with spirit, since I made the effort to actually put out the energy that this is what I'm doing unashamedly and without guilt, like, the amount of people who have reached out to help me in practicing my abilities is astounding. And I mean, I'm just super thankful for it because it has provided me with far more like personal accomplishments, pride, validational person, personal validation. Like, I haven't received a lot of external validation. Like, yeah, I do get, like, from the feedback and the readings, like, oh yeah, this was the person who I wanted you to connect with, spot on. Like, this is what I kind of was missed on. So, like, there has been that type of stuff, because when you are working in the spirit world or the psychic world, there's no, like, on paper visualizing with your eyes, which is what we as humans like to do, is visualize with our eyes, thing that is confirmed. So it's hard sometimes believing what you are actually saying, because you do sometimes feel like a crazy person that you're tapping into this spirit and this energy. And being an empath who is also a psychic, I also, when I started, before I went to any of these classes, wouldn't set the boundaries that they couldn't, like, I couldn't take over their personality, if that makes sense, like, becoming them, which is a form of channeling. And so then the separation of that was so hard, being an empath and a highly sensitive person. And so the other day, I was actually listening to a podcast, doTERRA Business Podcast, with Haley Hobson, and she was talking about the difference between time management and time creation. And oh my God, it blew my freaking mind, first. And second, it really made me realize that, I was making all these excuses. I was not creating time for myself. I was managing my time based on other people's priorities. And I think I kind of glazed over this a little bit ago. And so, you know, we live in a social media world, and being a sensitive person and an empathic person, seeing other people in a minute portion of their life, and especially having ADHD, like, the whole all or nothing, like, oh, well, this person lives their life like this all the time because this is what I see. And I think just even human-wise, is that's what we kind of associate, is that, like, this is what I see, so that is their life, right? We are very much factually visual people. Like, this is what I see, so therefore this is truth. And it's really that they're maximizing their time. They're creating the time for themselves to do things. And, you know, everyone's story is different. Maybe they've had years to come over their mom guilt, or they've had whatever. And so, like, for me, that's the same with, like, the psychic world and empath world, is I've known since 2012, I had this huge shift and awakening, whatever you want to call it, and realizing that I am a highly sensitive person, that I am a very empathic person, and I always knew that I can connect to spirit because I get a lot of spirit downloads or God messages. And just not feeling crazy was the part that I always struggled with. And I know that there's going to be many that struggle with that. So that's just something that really was on my heart and on my mind, is that, you know, putting in the effort to put in that practice. Like, once you have had that mind shift, and like I said, this mind shift that I just had has taken weeks of developing. Like, it's not like it just, you know, I listened to the one podcast, I went to the one class, and then boom. No. It was like a culmination of things. And so I'm hoping that you can take this and take this episode and really have your own takeaways on your mindset and your approach to how you want to have your days go and what you expect them to be, because and I shouldn't even use the word expectations or what you should expect it to be, because expectations just are like false hopes. Because we are human. The world doesn't go the way we want it to go. And that's also something that I struggled with. I was expecting a day to go like X, Y, and Z. But really it went A, 7, 28, B, Y. And you're like, what? Where'd that even come from? Like, that's not the alphabet. Like, that's not A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right? And so I guess releasing the expectation of the outcome has also really helped. So, like, yeah, you can set up your days through systems and things that you're doing. Because, like, I was always making these excuses as a psychic, as an intuitive, as a medium, that, oh, well, I'm not going to connect in on a reading today because my kids are around. Or I'm not going to connect because I have to do X, Y, and Z. Because I had this belief for the longest time that I don't want to connect to spirit when my kids are home because I don't want anything dark and negative coming through with them. And then I realized that that's giving that room for that dark energy to come into them, because I was making space for it. No, don't make space for that dark shit, okay? So, like, you set your boundaries with spirit and you say, no, I am going to give a reading. This is what's allowed to come through. Anything outside of that, here's my spirit team. Here's my spirit army, your Dumbledore's army, if you will, of the spirit world. You have that at your freaking fingertips, okay? You have your Dumbledore's army of the spirit world at your fingertips, okay? And you're allowed to set the rules. And I was setting these rules that were actually hurting me instead of helping me. So I want to ask you, like, what rules are you setting for yourself that are actually hurting you instead of helping you? I'm going to leave you with that. I'll link up the stuff that I talked about, the podcast episodes that I've listened to, and the link to the Boston Tea Room, because Sheree said that she hosts these classes every quarter or so. So you can keep an eye out for that. Other than that, you can always schedule a class with them too. But I also hope to do more sharing about psychic medium stuff, because I'm learning a lot and I'm just so incredibly proud of myself on the readings that I have given, that I will be giving, because I also am taking month as my reading month, my practice month, and then we'll see where it goes from here. So if this is something that is up your alley or you're interested or you want to talk about, shoot me a message. I absolutely love talking about this stuff. And I will catch you guys at the next episode. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Ramblings with Essentially an Empath. I hope you enjoyed today's content. If you happen to really, really love it, I would really appreciate if you took a moment to share with your friends and leave a comment or shoot me a DM at my Instagram, Essentially an Empath, and give me some feedback. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, love from Victoria.